Everybody, Coach John here again with you. It is a Motivation Monday game plan for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Found this from the Daily Coach. I will put the link into the show notes. This is the post from today. And it's a great little story, a great little connection here. Might take a few minutes to get through, but I think there's a huge benefit from it. He writes about the benefits of having a villain. Okay, having a villain in our lives means we can't cut corners or slack off. Now, this takes me back to when I was a kid, right? Because I do remember these shows, the reruns. During the 1960s, comic book heroes Batman and Robin made their debut on national television. Every Tuesday and Wednesday night on ABC, the Cape Crusader and his youthful ward, Boy Wonder, fought crime in fictional Gotham City. America was introduced to Commissioner Gordon, Chief O'Hara, Aunt Harriet, and Alfred the Butler. Viewers were taken behind the scenes into the Batcave, where Batman had all kinds of fancy tools. These items, such as the Batcomputer, Batmap, and the Batman search engine, provided instant information. And while they appeared ridiculous during the 60s, they've since become part of our everyday life. Batman had Google 40 years before us in his high-tech secret cave, which was off-limits to most everyone except Alfred. All of the technology helped the dynamic duo catch bad guys, and every week, another seemed to emerge. The moment Batman and Robin's feet hit the bottom of their Batpole, they were determined to erase the villains in their city. When our feet hit the ground each morning, like Batman and Robin, we have villains we must defeat each day, just without costumes. Our villains come in many shapes and sizes. They come from our alarm clock, the cold floor in the bathroom, the nightmare commute, the month-to-month paycheck that doesn't stretch as far as we want, the boring work, our expectations, our dreams, fears, and obstacles we face. Our villains sometimes hide under a layer of resistance or belief now is not the right time. The challenging part is our villains don't appear only on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. They are consistent, and the moment we defeat one, the next arrives. With every victory over our daily villain, we learn they help us shape our life story. Stephen Pressfield, the wonderful writer of The Legend of Bagger Vance, The War of Art, and many other great books, in his Wednesday writing on his website, believes that without a villain, there would be no story. To tell stories to impact the reader, there needs to be a villain the audience wants the hero to defeat. Villains connect the reader to the story, and villains connect us to self-achievement. When we categorize something as a villain, our focus shifts. We become more competitive. Our resolve becomes stronger. Our determination rises. Our internal instincts for survival take over, and we find strength we never thought we possessed. We no longer look at our watches or believe this isn't the right time. We instead go head first with intent to win the battle against the villain. Our attitude becomes, we must win, we need to win, we won't stop until we win. Like Batman, there might be days when the villain looks to have the upper hand, placing us in an untenable situation, but like Batman, somehow, some way, we escape and eventually win. If we are being honest, having villains help us. We need them. When we don't have an opponent, we don't reach our true potential. We don't have to be mean-spirited about the opponent. We just need to recognize having a villain forces us not to cut corners or slack off. Villains help us. So slide down the pole each morning and go attack your villain. Fantastic stuff. I like the fact of, our villains come in many shapes and sizes. They can come from our alarm clock, the cold floor in the bathroom, the nightmare commute, and so on. There's things that we battle every day, you guys, that we can label a villain, right? And it helps us to focus. It helps us to defeat even the idea, the mindset, our attitude towards some of these things, right? I wouldn't call my alarm clock a villain, per se. Maybe some mornings, long time ago, I wasn't too happy about it, but The alarm clock for me when I was working signified, hey, let's get going. Let's get fired up. Let's go attack the day. I get to go teach. I get to go coach. I'm looking forward to the day. It was kind of a push out of bed, so to speak, right? But there are definitely villains that I need to defeat. My negative attitudes, feeling sorry for myself once in a while, giving up too easy. And these are things I've talked about on the show for a long time. Okay. But we all have villains, and the key is we don't have to tell anybody about them. We can if we want, right? My wife knows a villain of mine is procrastination and not paying attention to things, right? Details. Those are villains that I need to keep battling, right? There's a whole bunch of different things we can take on as battles, you guys, that can bring the best out of us. And again, I'm putting another project together that I'll be using later. Talking about focus and consistency is key, right? That's the big part of that. But when you are able to focus and be consistent day in and day out, to attack villains or to overcome things or to learn new skills, invest in relationships, right? Whatever the case may be, there's a lot of good that can come from us taking on those things that we have to take on. And if you want to label them a villain, they raises our focus, raises our intent, raises our competitiveness, whatever it is. So I like this. I really do. This the Daily Coach. Again, check the show notes. I'll put the link to this. You can find them on Twitter X as well. And I'll check out some other places to lead you to find this daily quote, the Daily Coach, I should say, that he puts out a lot of good things just about every day. And so it's all about leadership, right? It's all about leadership and being our best selves. Okay, because when we are our best selves, others around us, we help them to be their best too. We benefit them, right? Even if they don't know it. Okay, all right. Hey, hope this helps. Sorry it's coming out late. Had some recording time issues. Didn't slay that villain, I guess, in order to get this out. But it's coming up. And I hope you enjoy it. And again, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See ya.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you sharing this podcast with others, leaving a rating wherever you listen to it. That helps other people find it. And I appreciate your time always taking time to listen to my podcast wherever you may be. So once again, find me over on Facebook at Coach2ExpectSuccess, over on Twitter at Coach2Success, Coach John Daly on Instagram, and Coach2ExpectSuccess.com. There's the website. Check out the homepage. The book list is there. Reach out to me there on the homepage. You can send me a message. Check out the blog as well. And again, thank you so much for spending your time with me today. All right, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.